Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. And how was church last night? My, did we have a wonderful midweek service last night. Good to see. Good to be back in church, number one. And good to see others who'd been out sick back in the service as well. And maybe getting on top side of this flu that's been going around. And respiratory issues. I'm still affected a little bit in my voice, as you can tell. But I hope it's not too irritable to listen to. And we'll be able to share some things today from the Word of God. Hope you had a good church service where you were, that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that God spoke to your heart and gave you what you needed in the middle of the week, ready to continue on through the month of January. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to look at 1 Timothy chapter 6. I mentioned yesterday we're going to look at this final charge that Paul gave to Timothy. He wrote two epistles here to Timothy, 1 and 2 Timothy, and he's training this young man for the ministry. And he says in verse 17, the last four verses, five verses of this chapter, he says, "Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings, and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen." The warning here against gain and riches and loving money. Money is not the root of all evil. The love of money is. Being ruled by money. He's warning Timothy. There's guidelines here for those who are wealthy. And now listen, if you, raise your hand. I won't be able to see you. But you can raise your hand if you collect your spare change. Do you have a container, a jar, or something that you put your spare change in? I do that, and then I cash it in once a year before vacation, and we have some extra spending money. But listen, if you do that, did you know you're in the top 98% of the wealthiest people in the world? We're wealthy. And there's guidelines here. Abraham was wealthy. Jacob was wealthy. Job was wealthy. Nicodemus was wealthy. Joseph of Arimathea. All of them would be considered rich. But if you're just in America, most of us would be considered rich by the world standard. And so here's some guidelines to help us. Okay? Here's some guidelines to help us. Timothy, here we need to be careful. Number one, be humble. Be humble. Don't be high-minded, he says. Don't lift yourself up higher in your mind than others. Don't think yourself better than somebody else. Don't get an overly high opinion of yourself. Because the Bible reminds us back in the book of Deuteronomy, it's the Lord that gives us wealth. He's the one who gives us the ability to make the money. God gives us the riches. And if God gives you the riches, then thank him for it. But stay attached to God, not attached to the riches. Oh, it can be so easily lost, and we begin to love the gifts more than we love the giver. And so be careful, be humble. And then remember this, number two, riches are unreliable. He said, you judge them that don't be high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches. Riches aren't reliable. Look at Job. He lost everything in one day. Go back to 1929, and I think, when was it, 1989, when the stock market crashes, and folks lost everything. In fact, Proverbs, I think, says that riches take wings and they fly away. You know, money talks, it says goodbye. Riches are not forever, Proverbs 27:24. You know, that when Jesus talked about that rich fool who said, you know, what'll I do? I don't have enough room to bestow all my goods. I know what I'll do. I'll tear down these barns and I'll build bigger barns. And I'll bestow all my fruits. And I'll say, here's all my labor and here's all my goods. Eat, drink, and be merry. Yeah, but the God said, thou fool, this night your soul will be required of thee. And then who'd he leave all that to? You know what? He left it all How much did Howard Hughes leave? He left it all. How much does the Apple founder of Apple, how much did he leave? He left it all. Listen, my friend, you leave it all when you go. Doesn't matter who you are. You don't trust in riches. What do I trust in? I trust in the living God. God's alive. He's the I am. He's not the I was or I will be. He is the I am. He says, here's what you do with your riches. You be humble. You remember they're unreliable. You don't trust in them. You trust in me. And you trust in God. Three, listen, trust in God who's given us all things. He said, but trust in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. Isn't that good? God's rich. And he gives us all these things to enjoy. The Bible says the earth was made for us. The sunrise, the sunset, the trees, the birds, the rainbows, the flowers, the rain. Yeah, I guess the snow as well. But he gives us all things richly to enjoy. Are you enjoying what God has given to you? Are you enjoying the creation that God has made for you and for me? He made it for us to enjoy. How sad if we don't enjoy it. He is certain. He's the same. He's unfailing. He's unchanging. He never varies. Oh, my friend, let's trust in him. So we trust in God who's given us all things. And we do good. That they do good. Verse 18. That they do good. Just do good things. Don't let your money bring you into bad associations. That's why books have been written about these lottery winners who come into millions and it ends up ruining their life. You know why? Money's turned many good people into bad people. And so be careful. Do good. Be rich in good works. An abundance of good works. And so do good. Don't forget to do good. Don't hold on to it. Use it to help others. That's why he goes on to say, ready to distribute. Be able to give. It means to distribute means to put things in various places. That's distribution. Ready means you're prepared to act. You're prepared to be used immediately. You're prepared to give immediately to various needs. You're ready to distribute. That's what happened in Acts chapter 2 in the early church. Remember? Acts 2, it tells that when they 3,000 had gotten saved and they started gathering together there after Pentecost. They continued in the apostles' doctrine. And it says, they all that believed were together and had all things common. They sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. They just, hey, if somebody had three coats or two coats, they got rid of one and they gave one to someone who didn't have any. They just wanted to help. They just wanted to be good to others. And that's when others had property. They sold it and laid the money at the apostles' feet. Barnabas started that. And so when God gives to us, it's for us to be able to help others. Ephesians says we work so we can give to them that have need. We're able to give. That's why God has given it to us. Don't hoard it. Be a conduit. Let it flow through you. That's what it means when we're willing to communicate. Communicate is giving information. That's communication. I'm communicating over the radio. What? I'm giving information over the radio. And so Paul says here, be willing to give to others. Be prepared to do it. Be ready and be willing to do it. You have it, but are you willing to give it? Communicate it to others. Give that out to others. And then he reminds them, live for eternity and not for time. Live for eternity and not for time. He's saying, lay hold. He's saying, you're laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against time to come that they may lay hold on eternal life. You're laying up, Jesus taught in Matthew 6, we're laying up treasure in heaven where thieves can't break through and where moth and other things don't corrupt. All we can do is send some on ahead, my friend. Lay on store. Maybe that's the material God will use to build the mansion. I don't know. But let's lay hold on what is eternal life. Grasp things that are eternal, not the things that are temporal. How easy it is for us to get a grip and to set our sights and set our affection on temporal things instead of eternal things. If you don't heed that, he says, you're not going to have a foundation for the time to come. You have no grasp of eternal life. make sure we're living for things that are eternal and not for things that are temporal. So he says, Timothy, keep what you've been given. Verse 20, keep which is committed to thy trust. Keep the gospel. Keep the Great Commission. Keep the Word of God. Keep the local church. Keep your wife. Keep your children. Keep the Christian faith. Keep what you've been given, Timothy. Avoid profane and vain babblings. That's secular and empty philosophy. So many have been ruined by worldly philosophies. Be a man of the Word of God. Oh, preachers listening, don't get off in profane and vain babblings. Avoid that. Stick with the Word of God. And then he says in science, and then he says it's falsely so called. Because science is falsely so called when it opposes the Bible, when it opposes the Word of God. Science is supposed to be knowledge derived from observation or study. Knowledge derived from observation or study. But that's not the way we hear science today. No. So we profess to science when we give our loyalty to science and we err from the faith. See, science is falsely so called. There's no evolution. There's no knowledge derived from observation or study to support evolution. My friend, one person was there, and that's God. Let's take the Word of God. It's the only sure word of prophecy. And so we want to make sure, Timothy, here's how you keep that which committed unto you. You don't just go after the scientists. You don't just go after the profane and vain babblings of the world, the philosophies of the world. You stick to what's been committed to you. Later in 2 Timothy chapter 3, he'll tell him in chapter 3, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. I owe it to Grandpa, and I owe it to my dad and my mom, and I owe it to the pastors I had growing up. I owe it to them to stay true to the Word of God that they taught me, and they showed me, and they lived before me that the Bible is the Word of God. That's the final charge. Stay with it. Oh, for a new generation of young men and young women to rise up and say, no, I'm not going the world's way of Christianity. I'm going to stay with what I've been taught. I'm going to stay with what I know is true. I'm going to stay with what I've been handed down to me from others. And I'm going to carry the baton and run the race that's set before me. I hope you'll do that. That's the final charge. I'm sure it encouraged Paul's heart to see Timothy. He'll later tell the church at Philippi, I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. What a blessing. It was a blessing to have a young man coming up to say he's going to walk in my footsteps. What a blessing that was for Paul. That's the final charge of Paul to Timothy. Well, I hope that's been encouragement to you today, and it has to me, and I hope you'll have a great, great Thursday today. Keep yourself serving the Lord. Keep yourself mindful of His presence. Keep yourself mindful of His name. And then let's come back for the broadcast tomorrow, all right? And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.